The Culture of Education. By John Dewey. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Culture of Education, written by John Dewey, is a book that examines the role of education in society. Dewey argues that education is not just about imparting knowledge, but also about creating a culture of learning and inquiry. He believes that education should be seen as a process of growth and development, rather than a means of transmitting information. He also argues that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual, rather than simply as a means of preparing them for a job. Dewey argues that education should be seen as a process of inquiry and exploration, rather than a means of transmitting information. He believes that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual, rather than simply as a means of preparing them for a job. He also argues that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual's capacity for critical thinking and problem solving. He believes that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual's capacity for creativity and imagination. Dewey also argues that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual's capacity for self-expression and communication. He believes that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual's capacity for understanding and appreciation of the world around them. He also argues that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual's capacity for moral and ethical reasoning. Dewey also argues that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual's capacity for self-reflection and self-awareness. He believes that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual's capacity for understanding and appreciation of the world around them. He also argues that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual's capacity for moral and ethical reasoning. Overall, The Culture of Education is an important book that examines the role of education in society. Dewey argues that education should be seen as a process of growth and development, rather than a means of transmitting information. He believes that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual, rather than simply as a means of preparing them for a job. He also argues that education should be seen as a way of developing the individual's capacity for critical thinking and problem solving, creativity and imagination, self-expression and communication, understanding and appreciation of the world around them, and moral and ethical reasoning. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Education should be a process of growth and development. Education should be seen as a process of growth and development, rather than a means of transmitting knowledge from one generation to the next. This process should be based on the individual's interests and needs, and should be tailored to their unique circumstances. Education should be seen as a process of growth and development, rather than a means of transmitting knowledge from one generation to the next. This process should be based on the individual's interests and needs, and should be tailored to their unique circumstances. Education should be a journey of exploration and discovery, rather than a one-way transmission of facts and information. It should be a process of self-discovery and self-realization, where the individual is encouraged to think critically and develop their own ideas and opinions. Education should be a process of learning how to learn, rather than simply memorizing facts and figures. It should be a process of developing the skills and abilities necessary to become a productive and successful member of society. Education should also be a process of developing the individual's character and values. It should be a process of learning how to think and act ethically and responsibly. It should be a process of developing the individual's sense of self-worth and self-confidence. Education should be a process of developing the individual's capacity for empathy and understanding of others. It should be a process of developing the individual's capacity for creativity and problem-solving. Education should be a process of developing the individual's capacity for critical thinking and analysis. Education should be a process of growth and development that is based on the individual's interests and needs. It should be a process of exploration and discovery, where the individual is encouraged to think critically and develop their own ideas and opinions. It should be a process of learning how to learn, rather than simply memorizing facts and figures. It should be a process of developing the individual's character and values, and their capacity for empathy and understanding of others. Education should be a process of developing the individual's capacity for creativity and problem-solving, and their capacity for critical thinking and analysis. Main idea number 2. Education should be based on experience. Education should be based on experience, rather than on abstract theories or ideas. This means that students should be encouraged to explore their environment and engage in activities that will help them learn and grow. Education should be based on experience, rather than on abstract theories or ideas. This means that students should be encouraged to explore their environment and engage in activities that will help them learn and grow. Experiential learning allows students to gain knowledge and skills through direct experience, rather than simply memorizing facts or theories. Through this type of learning, students can develop a deeper understanding of the material and gain a better appreciation for the subject matter. Additionally, experiential learning can help students develop critical thinking skills, problem-solving abilities, and creativity. Experiential learning can take many forms, such as field trips, hands-on projects, and internships. Field trips allow students to explore their environment and gain a better understanding of the world around them. Hands-on projects allow students to apply their knowledge and skills in a practical setting. Internships provide students with the opportunity to gain real-world experience and develop professional skills. Experiential learning is an important part of any educational program. It allows students to gain a deeper understanding of the material and develop skills that will be useful in their future careers. By encouraging students to explore their environment and engage in activities that will help them learn and grow, educators can ensure that their students are receiving a well-rounded education. Main idea number 3. Education should be democratic. Education should be democratic, with students and teachers working together to create a learning environment that is equitable and inclusive. This means that all students should have access to the same resources and opportunities, regardless of their background or circumstances. Education should be democratic in the sense that it should be based on the principle of equal opportunity for all. This means that all students should have access to the same resources and opportunities, regardless of their background or circumstances. This could include access to quality teachers, textbooks, technology, and other educational materials. It also means that students should be encouraged to participate in the decision-making process, and that their voices should be heard and respected. In addition, education should be democratic in the sense that it should be based on the principles of collaboration and dialogue. This means that teachers and students should work together to create a learning environment that is equitable and inclusive. This could include engaging in meaningful conversations about the topics being studied, and allowing students to express their opinions and perspectives. It also means that teachers should be open to feedback from their students, and that they should strive to create an environment where everyone feels respected and valued. Ultimately, education should be democratic in the sense that it should be based on the principles of equity and inclusion. This means that all students should have access to the same resources and opportunities, and that their voices should be heard and respected. It also means that teachers and students should work together to create a learning environment that is equitable and inclusive. By doing so, we can ensure that all students have the opportunity to reach their full potential. Main idea number 4. Education should be holistic. Education should be holistic, taking into account the physical, mental, emotional, and social aspects of learning. This means that students should be encouraged to explore their interests and develop their skills in a variety of ways. Education should be holistic, taking into account the physical, mental, emotional, and social aspects of learning. This means that students should be encouraged to explore their interests and develop their skills in a variety of ways. It is important to recognize that learning is not limited to the classroom, but can take place in a variety of settings, including the home, the workplace, and the community. Holistic education should also recognize the importance of the individual and strive to create an environment in which each student can reach their full potential. In order to create a holistic learning environment, teachers should strive to create an atmosphere of respect and acceptance. This means that students should be encouraged to express their opinions and ideas, and to take part in meaningful dialogue. Teachers should also strive to create an environment in which students can explore their interests and develop their skills in a variety of ways. This could include providing opportunities for students to engage in hands-on activities, such as field trips, experiments, and projects. Finally, holistic education should recognize the importance of the community. This means that teachers should strive to create an environment in which students can learn from and interact with their peers, as well as members of the wider community. This could include providing opportunities for students to engage in service learning projects or to participate in community events. By creating an environment in which students can explore their interests and develop their skills in a variety of ways, teachers can help to create a holistic learning experience for their students. Main idea number 5. Education should be progressive. Education should be progressive, with students being encouraged to move forward in their learning and development. This means that students should be given the opportunity to take on more challenging tasks and explore new ideas. Education should be progressive, with students being encouraged to move forward in their learning and development. This means that students should be given the opportunity to take on more challenging tasks and explore new ideas. As students progress, they should be encouraged to think critically and develop their own opinions and ideas. They should be given the opportunity to engage in meaningful dialogue with their peers and teachers, and to explore different perspectives. This will help them to develop their own understanding of the world and to become more independent thinkers. In addition, students should be encouraged to take risks and to be creative in their learning. They should be given the opportunity to explore different topics and to develop their own interests. This will help them to become more engaged in their learning and to develop a deeper understanding of the subject matter. Furthermore, students should be encouraged to take ownership of their learning and to be proactive in their studies. This will help them to become more self-motivated and to take responsibility for their own learning. Finally, education should be progressive in its approach to teaching and learning. Teachers should be encouraged to use innovative methods and to create engaging learning experiences. This will help to ensure that students are engaged and motivated to learn. Furthermore, teachers should be encouraged to provide students with the opportunity to explore different topics and to develop their own interests. This will help to ensure that students are able to develop their own understanding of the world and to become more independent thinkers. Main idea number 6. Education should be creative. Education should be creative, with students being encouraged to think outside the box and come up with new solutions to problems. This means that students should be given the opportunity to explore their own ideas and develop their own unique perspectives. Education should be creative, with students being encouraged to think outside the box and come up with new solutions to problems. This means that students should be given the opportunity to explore their own ideas and develop their own unique perspectives. Teachers should create an environment that encourages creativity and allows students to express themselves in a variety of ways. This could include activities such as art, music, and drama, as well as more traditional academic pursuits. By allowing students to explore their own interests and develop their own ideas, teachers can help foster a creative and innovative learning environment. In addition, teachers should also provide students with the opportunity to work collaboratively. Working together in groups can help students to develop their problem-solving skills and learn to think critically. By working together, students can also learn to appreciate different perspectives and develop a better understanding of the world around them. Finally, teachers should also strive to create an environment that is open to new ideas and encourages students to take risks. By allowing students to take risks and explore their own ideas, teachers can help foster a creative and innovative learning environment. This can help students to develop their own unique perspectives and become more confident in their own abilities. Main idea number 7. Education should be collaborative. Education should be collaborative, with students and teachers working together to create a learning environment that is engaging and productive. This means that students should be encouraged to work together to solve problems and come up with new ideas. Education should be collaborative, with students and teachers working together to create a learning environment that is engaging and productive. This means that students should be encouraged to work together to solve problems and come up with new ideas. Teachers should also be open to hearing students' perspectives and incorporating them into the classroom. Collaboration should be encouraged in all aspects of the educational process, from the development of curricula to the assessment of student learning. By creating an environment where students and teachers can work together, students will be more engaged and motivated to learn. Collaborative learning also allows students to develop important skills such as communication, problem solving, and critical thinking. When students are encouraged to work together, they can learn from each other and develop a deeper understanding of the material. This type of learning also allows students to develop a sense of community and trust, which can lead to better relationships between students and teachers. Furthermore, collaborative learning can help to foster creativity and innovation, as students are encouraged to think outside the box and come up with new solutions to problems. In order to create a collaborative learning environment, teachers should create an atmosphere of respect and trust. They should also be open to hearing students' perspectives and incorporating them into the classroom. Additionally, teachers should provide students with the opportunity to work together in groups and provide them with the resources they need to succeed. By creating an environment where students and teachers can work together, students will be more engaged and motivated to learn. Main idea number 8. Education should be meaningful. Education should be meaningful, with students being encouraged to make connections between their learning and their lives. This means that students should be given the opportunity to explore their interests and develop their skills in ways that are relevant to their lives. Education should be meaningful, with students being encouraged to make connections between their learning and their lives. This means that students should be given the opportunity to explore their interests and develop their skills in ways that are relevant to their lives. For example, students should be encouraged to think critically about the world around them and to apply their knowledge to real-world problems. They should also be encouraged to develop their creativity and to use their imagination to come up with innovative solutions to problems. Furthermore, students should be given the opportunity to develop their communication and collaboration skills, as well as their problem-solving abilities. In addition, education should be meaningful in that it should be tailored to the individual needs of each student. This means that students should be given the opportunity to pursue their own interests and to develop their own skills in ways that are meaningful to them. For example, students should be encouraged to pursue their passions and to develop their talents in ways that are meaningful to them. Furthermore, students should be given the opportunity to develop their self-awareness and to understand their own strengths and weaknesses. Finally, education should be meaningful in that it should be engaging and enjoyable. This means that students should be given the opportunity to explore their interests and to develop their skills in ways that are enjoyable and engaging. For example, students should be encouraged to participate in activities that are both fun and educational. Furthermore, students should be given the opportunity to develop their social and emotional skills, as well as their critical thinking skills. Main idea number 9. Education should be experiential. Education should be experiential, with students being encouraged to explore their environment and engage in activities that will help them learn and grow. This means that students should be given the opportunity to take part in hands-on activities and explore their interests in a variety of ways. Education should be experiential, with students being encouraged to explore their environment and engage in activities that will help them learn and grow. This means that students should be given the opportunity to take part in hands-on activities and explore their interests in a variety of ways. For example, students should be encouraged to participate in field trips, visit museums, and engage in outdoor activities. These activities can help students gain a better understanding of the world around them and develop a deeper appreciation for the subject matter they are studying. Additionally, experiential learning can help students develop critical thinking skills, problem-solving abilities, and creativity. Experiential learning also allows students to develop a sense of self-efficacy and autonomy. By engaging in activities that are meaningful to them, students can gain a sense of ownership over their learning and become more motivated to pursue their interests. Furthermore, experiential learning can help students develop important social and emotional skills, such as communication, collaboration, and empathy. These skills are essential for success in the modern world and can help students become more successful in their future endeavors. In conclusion, education should be experiential in order to help students gain a better understanding of the world around them and develop important skills. Experiential learning can help students become more motivated and engaged in their learning, as well as develop important social and emotional skills. By providing students with the opportunity to explore their environment and engage in meaningful activities, educators can help students become more successful in their future endeavors. Main idea number 10. Education should be reflective. Education should be reflective, with students being encouraged to think critically about their learning and their experiences. This means that students should be given the opportunity to reflect on their learning and consider how it relates to their lives. Education should be reflective, with students being encouraged to think critically about their learning and their experiences. This means that students should be given the opportunity to reflect on their learning and consider how it relates to their lives. Reflection can help students to gain a deeper understanding of the material they are learning, as well as to develop their own opinions and perspectives. Reflection can also help students to develop their problem-solving skills, as they are able to consider different angles and perspectives when approaching a problem. Additionally, reflection can help students to develop their self-awareness, as they are able to consider their own thoughts and feelings in relation to their learning. Reflection can take many forms, such as journaling, discussing with peers, or engaging in self-reflection activities. It is important that students are given the opportunity to reflect on their learning in a safe and supportive environment. Teachers can create a reflective environment by providing students with the time and space to think and discuss their learning. Additionally, teachers can provide students with reflective prompts or questions to help them to think more deeply about their learning. By encouraging students to be reflective, teachers can help them to gain a deeper understanding of the material they are learning, as well as to develop their own opinions and perspectives. Reflection can also help students to develop their problem-solving skills, as they are able to consider different angles and perspectives when approaching a problem. Additionally, reflection can help students to develop their self-awareness, as they are able to consider their own thoughts and feelings in relation to their learning.